church was demolished by the enemy. They scatter everything. Carry caterpillar, they grind them so that we're not going to recover anything. The enemy applied all the weapons they had. But the Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. They didn't know they were doing a prophecy. Listen, church. The Bible tells us all things work together for good. Sometimes when it is time for God to rearrange your life, he will scatter you first. Eh? But when he's scattering us, we don't know what is happening. We're going to cry. Father, why have you abandoned me? Father, what have you abandoned me? Why have you abandoned me? Praise God. So somebody, you are in a place for prophecy. And the thing we didn't know, when we were here, they refused to give us certificate of occupancy. They refused to approve any building plan for us because no certificate of occupancy, we cannot build. So we are inside shade. Now that shadow, and they see the vex. They broke it down. They say we don't have permit to put even that shade. In short, get out of this place. Nobody will not get the land. They bring allocation from government. The government allocated this land to somebody. But we know that somebody is the hand of Jacob, the hand of Esau, and the voice of Jacob. The person who get that allocation, the name where they there, not nobody he get the allocation. Oh, they don't use them. Amen. But who will speak and will come to pass when the Lord has not spoken? They didn't know, amen, that they were taking us. We are about to get our certificate of occupancy. Hallelujah. They scattered everywhere and the fight began. A load of policemen to close this place. It still didn't work. They brought talks to come and fight so that nobody will be here. It didn't work. They went everywhere. Now they were even going to court for another court order. Until our lawyer just woke up one day, the Holy Ghost pushed him and said, let me go and check in the court to make it up. He said, this would have kept quiet for some time. They may be planning something. I went and saw that court don't sit two times over this case. They planted somebody to be saying now us. So that they will rule, then they will come with the court paper and say we are under court, that no court order. And immediately our lawyer rose and wrote a petition and said there's a scheme going on here. We are not aware of it. We are not serve any court. But, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have not seen God fighting battle for somebody. But he was not just fighting battle. He was rearranging us. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then, those of you who know the story, just a very weak. They were trying to do the nonsense they were trying to do. I had the opportunity of meeting the governor. Governor Fashola, God will bless you. That's why God keep him for government up till now. And I pray that even the next one again, they will bring and continue again. Another 4 years ago, continue again. Then another government that take over from Buhari will bring him, whether they're in party or not. It go. Continue again until he go say entire. Because immediately I told him without investigation, he said, who is which department? I said, but they send you order the demolition. Praise the Lord. And when he said it's possible he signed it, but it depends on what they told him before he signed it. I said, okay, we'll see what is going on. He called the officer in Alausa, the permanent secretary that they were using. Called him and said, do you know this case of my brother assembly, Pastor Alu? I don't know what in the person they answer for there, but they hear what in they talk for this side. I hear and say, okay, whoever you give that location, give him another place, leave brother assembly there, allocate the land to them. Who has the final say? And the enemy submitted. Only God can do this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The people that sponsored this demolition, I was told they spent millions. The first time they attempted to come here, the person that collected the money told me, hey, that, hey, is it what happened? Hey, 9 million, don't go. Said I'm 9 million they spent for that. That first one. 1 year after, then they come again. This time, 30 something million. Hallelujah. And today, amen, an official letter of allocation allocating this land from Lagos State Government was given to us, and the certificate of occupancy, even before the certificate of occupancy came out, they permitted us with another letter, you are free to build. And today we have a more beautiful place. Oh, sometimes thank God for your enemies. Thank God for your enemies. Thank God, thank God. They are God's servants. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you connect to this testimony, then expect the same miracle to happen in your life.